Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Allie Corman-Kentrieve here with a breakdown of the action in today's session. Thursday, March 28th, the last trading day of Q1. Ken, a little bit of a quiet finish with the Good Friday holiday coming up tomorrow and the market closed, but I think it was a pretty great first quarter.
It was a really solid first quarter. I was just looking at some quick numbers. NASDAQ up 9% in the first quarter, give or take. S&P up 10%. So we also got a new 52-week high in the Russell 2000 today. So we'll take that. Three stocks to watch today's going to include Toast, T-O-S-T. Also want to take a look at a home builder. A good day of outperformance for home builders. So let's look at MI Homes, M-H-O. And finally, building materials firm Martin Marietta, MLM.
All right. Well, we'll get to those three stocks. But first, let's take a look at the major indexes. The NASDAQ today down about 0.1%. Meanwhile, we had the S&P 500 and the Dow up 0.1% a piece on the day. But small caps, definitely the area to look right now, Ken, making that notable move, as you mentioned.
Yeah, nice little breakout for the Russell 2000 over that recent high of 2115, 2116, call it. A little bit of a disappointing close. Russell did close in the bottom half of its range. And even looking at IWM, there wasn't a whole lot of volume in the market today. So Russell 2000, I think it was up as much as 1%, but, you know, ended with a gain of about 0.3%. And again, IWM finally, you know, cleared that recent high of 210.41 and new 52-week high. So really a strong week for the Russell 2000. I think that was up, I think the weekly gain was close to more than 2%, maybe even 2.5% for the week.
Yeah, looking pretty good there. So with small caps joining the party here, that's great for market breadth, right, Ken?
Absolutely. We had, you know, talked in yesterday's video, really, really nice breadth in the market yesterday. And we were positive today again on the NASDAQ and the NYSE. Breadth kind of weakened a little bit as the session wore on, but about 4-3 positive on the NASDAQ and about 2-1 positive on the NYSE.
All right. Well, we'll take it. So, you know, we focused on small caps here, but in terms of your analysis of where we're at with the NASDAQ and with the S&P 500, things look like smooth sailing. We've been above those shorter term moving averages for quite a while at this point.
Yeah, it's pretty just a real picture of strength for the NASDAQ composite and the S&P 500. You know, again, we've been talking about breadth has been improving quite a bit on the NYSE recently, but we've seen a lot of outperformance in, you know, oil and gas stocks, financial stocks, home builders, so just a whole bunch of different sectors doing well in the S&P 500. And NASDAQ breadth, again, was positive yesterday, positive again today. So, you know, that's it's improving as well on the NASDAQ here. So we're just in a really strong market. Even as the market sort of dials back rate cut expectations by the Fed, we continue to get pretty decent economic data. We're going to get a report on inflation Friday. Stock market's going to be closed, but the bond market will be open tomorrow. So we'll probably get a reaction Monday, one way or the other, if we get more hot inflation data or if it's just right. So we'll see what that number looks like tomorrow.
All right, and you mentioned XLE, so let's just take a closer look there. We did get a breakout to some all-time highs here for the energy sector this week.
Yeah, pretty incredible. I mean, you'd have to think that after several up weeks in a row for XLE, the demand picture is improving for oil. I think oil closed around $83 a barrel today, and that's near a five-month high, I believe. So maybe demand in oil prices rising in expectations, you know, soft landing for the economy, economic data staying pretty strong, and demand for oil maybe picking up. So I think the outperformance of oil is noteworthy, and it certainly seems to be a vote of confidence in a pretty healthy economy here.
Yeah. More participation. That's exactly what we want to be seeing in this market here. Now let's take a look at Toast. This is TOST. The finance, credit card, and payment processing group is ranked number 11 out of the 197 groups that we track. And this one looks like it's still in the earlier stages of a turnaround, Ken.
Yeah, most definitely. This is a stock that, you know, when it went all the way down to around $14 a share, maybe even a little bit lower than that, it rallied almost doubled, ran all the way up to close to 26. There was a lot of good weekly volume increases. So definitely a stock that, you know, looks like it's in a renewed accumulation phase. This is an example of a cup with handle base. So if we go back to the daily chart here, you can see the stock is really setting up for a possible move over that 25.63 area. This handle that started forming after Toast hit a high of 25.63, it formed in mostly light volume. So it's a pretty good setup here. You see the top line growth. They're right on the verge of profitability here. And, you know, they provide hardware and software to the restaurant industry. So if you're at a table and a waiter drops off a little piece of hardware for you, you can look at your bill, you can calculate the tip, you can sign it and just and leave. So it turned into a big, you know, efficiency booster for a lot of restaurants. And Toast has that strong top line growth as they get more of their hardware into more restaurants.
Yeah. And like you said, moving towards profitability, but pretty notable top line growth as well. So we'll keep it on our watch lists. Next on our list to check in on a strong mover today, that was MI Homes, ticker MHO, up 5.8% for the week. The bulk of that coming today with a trend line breakout.
Yeah, no doubt. And home builders, you can see a top rated industry group still in the market. And, you know, I still maintain that if the market were really worried about a, you know, a recession later this year, I'm just not sure you'd see the financial stocks and the oil and gas stocks and the home builders, you know, performing as well as they are. So home builders were among the top performing industry groups today, one of the best performing groups in the market. So broad based strength in the group. You mentioned a nice little trend line breakout here for MI Homes, and it's still in this 13-week consolidation vying for that recent high of 140.73. So still seeing broad-based strength among home builders, and this is one of many names in the group to keep an eye on.
Yeah. And let's take a look at another stock in the building sector, this time the cement, concrete, and aggregate group, ranked number 10. Here's Martin Marietta, MLM, which has been trading nice and tight with some support at that round number of 600.
Yeah, another company with a really outstanding track record of growth. You can see that composite rating of 98. Look at all the accumulation in this stock as it moved past 500. Lots of above average volume, you know, gains here. This is a sign of institutional buying, and you have that strong move up towards 600. And instead of trading violently and giving it all back, it, you know, it had that one down day when after it hit 617 right there, but then just kind of held tight right near its 10-day moving average. So this is a stock that could give an alternate entry as it sits just below that recent high of 1608, showing great strength and support after a breakout. And you know, we're seeing a lot of stocks outside of Tech Alley, you know, doing much better in this market. So three stocks today outside of technology. So again, leadership seems to be broadening out. A lot of people mm-hmm. still calling for a market pullback here, but we're just in a nice strong uptrend, and you know, have some you know, subtle signs of distribution that we're dealing with in the major stock indexes, but you know, seeing nice leadership and indexes really stubborn about giving back gains.
Yeah, it's been smooth sailing, but are choppy waters around the corner? That's always the question, Ken, but we'll react when we see it.
Yeah, well, we're still paying attention to a pretty elevated distribution day count on the NASDAQ since I think late February. We've had 8 higher volume declines. 3 of those have been declines of at least 1%. So distribution a little more pronounced on the NASDAQ, not so much on the S&P 500, but the market you know, continues to hold above key support levels here, and sellers just having a hard time exerting influence.
All right. Well, thank you, Ken. And thanks to everyone for watching. Once again, a reminder, the stock market is closed tomorrow in observance of Good Friday. We hope everyone has a great Easter weekend. And the team will see you back on Monday, starting with IBD Live, investors.com/IBD Live for all the details on that, starting 10 minutes before the opening bell. We'll see you there. And then we've also got you covered here after the close. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.